Let us all rejoice in the Lord, celebrating a festival day in honor of all the saints, at whose solemnity the angels rejoice and give praise to the Son of God. What a wonderful and providential coincidence it is that today we celebrate the very solemn feast of all the saints who are in heaven. And also, we celebrate the first Saturday of the month, which of course is very important to this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima and to this parish altogether. And it is a day of many indulgences, especially the grant of a plenary indulgence on this day to those who pray to the Blessed Mother. And so today we glorify the gift of sanctity. Sanctity belongs to God by right, by His very existence, by His very being. It is not given to Him. It is not earned. But we have all the angels, and they have earned it too, because they had a chance. Sometime before mankind was created, they had a chance to either follow God or not. The majority of them, which is probably in the billions with a B, the majority of them followed God. And so there is a whole universe of angels that exist and, of course, are in heaven. And heaven, of course, has no boundaries. There is never anything that we can say that we have run out of room. There are no boundaries. As God has no boundaries, He's infinite, omnipotent. And then, of course, some of them did not follow God, and they were immediately cast into the eternal fires of hell, which, though not heaven, also has no limits. Some people think, well, hell is already full. I don't have to worry about going there. Well, I have news for you. Heaven and hell have no bounds. And so today we celebrate heaven. We do not celebrate ever hell. And so today we thank you for giving me a respite. But anyway, today we celebrate that which we wish to be. Now, there are two places are opposite. That which they are, we wish to be. The same thing with tomorrow's feast, which goes over 1,000 years on this day. And some people want to change this to this or that or the other. It is November the 2nd, period. And since St. Odo of Cluny, of the great, magnificent Abbey of Cluny in France, which the Masons destroyed, for the most part, at the French Revolution. St. Odo of Cluny, St. Hugh of Cluny, and many other things, St. Gregory the 7th, all monks of this great abbey of St. Peter of Cluny. And so, since the very beginning of the Church, and of course the canon of the Mass attests to this, the second set of petitions in the canon is for the dead. Now, why would we pray for the dead if they were in heaven? No need. Why would we pray for the dead if they were in hell? None of us, not all the Church together, not even God Himself can take a soul out of heaven. Never. It's eternal. The decision is yours. Where you do not wish to be, they are, and so make sure that you do not get there. There's so many people that go through life wasting every minute and every second that they have. And then when the end comes, that's the end. And it's a real end in the sense of the situation of the soul. There is no future. All of it is one continuous suffering. But today we celebrate the total opposite in that which we wish to be. And of course we have so many saints. We have the relics, and in a few days we'll have the feast of all the relics. We don't even have enough room to put out all the relics that we have. But we honor the relics. The little pieces of the bodies, or the hair, or the ashes of the bodies of the saints who are in heaven, through whom God has decided, for our benefit, to grant us many, many miracles. And so, this is where we are, and this is where we wish to go. Heaven. Heaven, which no one can imagine. And no one, not even the Blessed Mother, has revealed to us how magnificent, how glorious, how incredibly wonderful heaven is. And so we need to pray that we will get to see it. If we don't go there, then there is no future. And so today, as we celebrate this first Saturday of the month of November, dedicated to the saints and to all the souls in purgatory, we give thanks to God that He has taken such good care of us. And of course, tomorrow we will speak about purgatory. And of all these things, we could talk for hours, but we don't have time. And my voice doesn't have enough strength. Though it is better, it is not well. And so today, I congratulate all of you who have been baptized into the mystical body of Christ on earth, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, outside of which there is no forgiveness or redemption. And of course, those who are on their way into the church who die, they are already on their way. So that is an exception. So it's possible for them to go to heaven. But you, it's possible, not necessary, though it is the most important thing in your lives, that you go to heaven. And so today, I entreat each and all of us to be holy, to be in the state of grace, to avoid mortal sin. And you know what they are. And if you don't, buy my book. And make yourselves pure and holy. But as we remember on this first Saturday, our Blessed Mother has asked us for penance, for prayer, for sacrifice. And that is one of the ways in which we can enter heaven if we are in the state of grace. Always with the help of the Blessed Mother, Queen of heaven and earth and of all the universe. All with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is there, who has opened the gates of heaven by His death and resurrection and ascension into heaven. The gates of heaven are open, and we will rejoice and feast in the wondrous gift that could be ours. Let us pray that none of us, at the hour of our death, sees the judge and telling him, "Down, be gone, I do not know you." But let us rejoice that He will say, "Blessed and good and faithful servant are you. Rejoice in the glory of our God." To all the saints, with Mary, Saint Joseph, and us, of course, with them, to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give glory, laud, and honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.